Kephas means rock. Petrus in Latin means rock. The word Peter literally means rock. And on this rock I will build my church, says Jesus. Now we see here the calling of the disciples, and this is the very second week of the new year. And we realize that he does this for all of us. Those of you who have come on this retreat were called. You weren't called by your own desire. There's no way. It was God who inspired you. It was God who gave you the grace. It was God who brought you here. It was God who saw to it that you received what you received. And after he says, come, he will always tell his disciples to go. You see, it's a mandate. At the end of the Mass, they used to say, and before they corrected the liturgy, they used to say, let us go in peace. And I'd tell the deacons, please stop doing that. It's not let us go in peace. It's not some kind salutation. It is a mandate. Go in peace, to love and serve the Lord, they would say. It's a mandate. We receive here, we must take to the world. What you receive during this retreat, you must take to the world. To your families first, the places where you work, the people you meet. You see, that is our mandate. It is not enough to hold the things sacred within our own heart. We must become the sacred to the people that we meet in the world. And it's easier than you think. As I've mentioned before, the new evangelization is to become the truth, to become the presence of Christ. And that's what the disciples did. They became Christ to the world. They became his presence. He sent them out many times. They wanted for nothing. They performed miracles. Even Judas. Even Judas performed miracles. Judas must have been a good man at one time. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have picked him. And he shows us that even those who are good can fail. But you see, our personal failures and our difficulties can never be obstacles to our lives dedicated to Christ, because in reality, Jesus, humanly speaking, was a complete failure. Humanly speaking, he handpicked 12 men. One of them betrayed him, one of them denied him 3 times, and the rest ran like cowards when he needed them the most. He was sure batting zero when he died. Only his mother and you were standing at the foot of the cross. It was you there next to his mother that gave him some consolation at his death. You standing next to his mother at this Mass. We are going to be at Calvary, every one of us. We are going to literally be standing next to Mary. And what do we do with that? He calls us. He beckons us. He has summoned you here. Remember, that's why I love the third canon. For those you have summoned before you. We have to realize that it's not perchance or even by our own will that we come here. You have been summoned by God. This is an irresistible summons. For those who seek to love Jesus, he will call them and then send them out into the world. That's what you're doing now. Oh, it'd be lovely to stay here in God's presence, never leave, never go back into the temptations that surround us and the difficulties. And yet, he wants us to go into the world. As I've said before, the reason why he's locked in a tabernacle is so that you can be his presence. You can be his love. You can be him, first and foremost to your families. We need to recognize that every single Mass must change us somehow for the better. We're receiving something greater, infinitely greater than ourselves. How can we receive the literal body, blood, soul, and divinity physically of Jesus himself with his heart beating in ours, his hands in ours, and we're looking through his eyes and be the same? If we are the same, it's because we don't understand or we just don't realize it. See, the job of the priest is to make certain that we understand as much as we can. But sometimes it takes a lifetime to understand the full reality of what we have received and the gift that we've been given. If it weren't for a singular grace from God, the Eucharist would kill us. as they touched the Ark of the Covenant, they would die. Without God's grace, we could not receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity, have his body physically within ours, unless we would be sustained by his grace. You become a walking Holy Communion. You become a miracle of grace in just the reception of the host. How should that change us? In what way should I see the world in a different way, through different eyes, with a greater love, with a greater compassion, with a greater mercy, with a greater ability to give, with a greater ability to be selfless as the one whom we receive? He becomes a prisoner. He remains in the tabernacle as a prisoner of our love, and then he enters into us again, being contained, the infinite, eternal God, being contained by our body, as he was contained in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So look to Mary. She is the one who takes our little piddly mind and she enlightens it so that we can understand ever more so. We can love every, even slightly more, this magnificent divine gift that we receive. It is only through Mary that you can love Jesus the way he wants to be loved. Oh, you can love Jesus, but in such a superficial way. But with Mary, she teaches us, because let's face it, she was the first one to receive Holy Communion, for she was conceived in her womb, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, her Lord and Savior, our God, thus making her the mother of God. And then he gives her to us at the cross. Woman, behold thy son, and to thee, disciple, not that disciple, to thee, disciple, behold your mother. To you, he says, behold your mother. Why? Because only a mother can teach one how to love perfectly the son. Look to Mary. When this retreat is over, this Sunday passes into eternity, we must ask ourselves, what am I going to do with it? How am I going to be different? In what way am I going to be different? Am I going to be more loving, more patient, more kind, more gentle, more sweet, more giving, more compassionate, and more forgiving? For that is what we are called. We are called to make a difference, first within ourselves. For God does nothing for nothing. He does not give his body, blood, soul, and divinity for us to remain the same, but to truly fall more in love with him. Imagine. A love that is so perfect that it consumes the beloved and one becomes intimately united with him. So intimate that there is no love on earth that can even come to a shadow of the love that you and I receive at this Mass. Receive him, but receive him with the awareness of the gift and seek to return ourselves as a gift to him. Give him yourself. Remember, you don't have to feel anything. Just offer him everything. Just say, Lord, I want to love you with the heart of Mary during this Mass. I want to be your presence on this earth. I want to love you with the heart of all the martyrs, with all the saints that have ever existed. And God will see your love as the saints' love. He will see your love as Mary's love. He will see your love and accept your love as the love of all the martyrs. You see, it is easier than you think to be a saint. You must simply will it. You don't have to feel it. You don't have to go out posing for holy pictures. You don't have to sit there and look holy and act holy and speak sweet and gooey words. Be yourself, but be the self that God created you to be, the good self, the holy self, the image of Christ self. That's the self we must love. That is the self we must bring to the world. And we must destroy the self that we have made throughout the years. We must whittle away all those burrs and those sharp points and those little things that get in the way so that we can truly simply love him. What a beautiful place it would be within our own soul if we got rid of ourselves, just completely got rid of ourselves and just met him. When we look in the mirror to see him, when we speak to those around us, to our spouse, to our children, to our parents, to our families, to our friends in the workplace, The only words which be spoken were the words of Christ and his love, his compassion, his understanding, but especially his forgiveness. Go, as Jesus would say. He has already invited you to come.